Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Yud Beis dealing with the Melachos of Kotzer. We're looking at Siman Zayin. The Chayyim says the following: Mitam is that Osur and Peres Shanim Soim Tachas Ilonos B'Shabbos. If a person finds fruit on the ground under a tree, so he has fruit trees in his property, and he finds fruit on the ground. So can he eat it? There's no malach involved. It's no longer attached to the tree. Is he allowed to eat it? So the Chayyim says that there's two concerns. It's aser dilma naflu hayam. Maybe they were attached to the beginning of Shabbos and they only came off now. Aser b'filu b'tiltu. You cannot move them either. And the reason why they're aser is shemayala eat loich. We're afraid the person will attempt to take them off of the tree. So Chazal Asher was known as Paris and Nushrin, Paris which fall off the tree on Shabbos, because if a person's allowed to use the Paris that fell off the tree on Shabbos, because people like food, we're afraid the person will forget and go and actually detach it from the tree on Shabbos. So because of the concern of Kotzer, Chazal Asher, then you can't eat the fruit. And now that you can't eat the fruit, so the fruit is useless right now. It's not a kli, and it's not usable food. So it'd be the same thing as a person has raw meat in the freezer that they're muksa. You can't, since you have no use for it. It's muksa. So this fruit is muksa as well, and therefore it's also even to move it. So the Chazal asked he shtamshus to use it. And once it's Asher B'Shtamshus, it's going to become Muksa. The Mishavur says there's a second issue over here. If at the beginning of Shabbos this fruit was attached to the tree, so it's Muksa because of the Isser of Kotzer. It's Muksa Machmas Isser. Person has an Isser to remove this fruit from the tree. Therefore, the fruit is Muksa. Not because of the gzeirah of Chazal, that you might take it off, because at the beginning of Shabbos it was attached. We have a rule that something which is muksa at the beginning of Shabbos remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos. So why do we need this gzeirah? The Chazal said that it's also to use, because we're afraid he might come to take it off. He can't use it because it's muksa. It's inherently muksa. Well, there are Tanoim in the Gemara which disagree with the concept of Migdus Katana Benish Moshes. They don't hold up the concept that since it's Muksa beginning of Shabbos, it must remain Muksa the rest of Shabbos. And they would hold, even though it's Muksa while it's attached to the tree, once you remove it, it falls off the tree, it would no longer be Muksa. But even they agree that this case is going to be Yasser because of the Gzera person might come to remove it. Now, the language of the Chedim is Shema Dilma Naflu Ayam. That maybe it fell now. So you can have a scenario where you look at a fruit and say, I remember this, I noticed this fruit before Shabbos. It fell off the tree before Shabbos. The person is allowed to eat that fruit. It didn't fall off on Shabbos. It's not Muksa. Beginning of Shabbos, it was not attached to the tree. Chazal did not put the Gzeira. The person might take it off. Except for something which fell off on Shabbos, the person wants it, so he might go take it off on Shabbos. Something which is there from before Shabbos, Chazal did not answer. So, if he knows for sure that it fell before Shabbos, he can use it. If he knows before Shabbos there was nothing there, he checked right before Shkia, and he finds fruit later on, he knows for sure that it fell on Shabbos. He's not sure, he didn't really check the tree, and he didn't notice if there's something, yeah, there or not there. And now he has a suffix. So it's Asr. Now the question is, why is it Asr? It's a suffix, Rabbanan. We have a general rule of sake of the Rabbanan Lekula. So the Mur and Beis has an interesting idea. There's a concept known as Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, something which, by waiting, is going to become Mutter. It's Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, something which has a heter. By waiting. So that means that A, the item, the halachic status will change and it will become mutter, and B, the item can last until that point in time, it won't rot or something of that sort. But if you can wait till after Shabbos and eat the fruit without relying on any heter of sabak to run the kula, Chazal said you do not use the rule of sabak to run the kula, because the Rosh Hashanah material. The Rosh Hashanah material impacts the halachas of pitul. It also impacts the halachas of Suffolk, Darbon, and the Kula. That you don't say something Darbon, the Kula on something which, if you wait a little bit, it's going to come mutter. Something which you can't wait, because by the time you wait, it'll become useless. Then you don't say that. And then you would say that something Darbon, the Kula. Something which you're able to wait, these parents, you can wait after Shabbos to use them. And so you can't use the hat of Sabbath around the Kulam. That's one territory. The second territory which I want to touch upon, Pesach Shem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.